Jackson. The time is 9:14 a.m. Good morning. We are here today, July 5th, 2016, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the status hearing of OPA PA 16-006, Beza Food Industrial Services Corporation versus the Guam versus the General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Forrest Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlahi and Jarek Hernandez. At this time, will Appellant Basil please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Thank you. Elise Iriarte from ICC Law Group for Basil Food Industrial Services Corporation. With me is Michael Cho, the president of Basil.
Thank you. The Purchasing Agent GSA, there is no representation present, as well as the legal counsel is not present. Will interested party SH Enterprises, Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Madam Public Auditor, Mr. Hearing Officer. My name is Joshua Walsh. I'm from the Law Offices of Seville and Tang. We represent interested party SH Enterprises, also doing business as California Mart. Thank you.
Thank you. We may proceed.
So before we begin, I have to make one disclosure. So president of the hearing room today is my sister-in-law, Antonia Camacho, sitting next to Mr. Michael Cho?
Yes.
The president of of the appellant, Basil Foods. Is she going to be a witness? I have to disclose that to the other parties, but is she a witness in any manner? Is she, or
no,
is this Mr.?
She actually is not employed with Basil. She's employed with one of the principals of Basil's companies named Tycho, Mr. Tai. So she's here, I guess, on his request.
Okay.
She will not be a witness.
She won't be a witness? All right. But nevertheless, we want to entertain any motions by the parties to disqualify me as hearing officer. I'll stay on because she's not a witness. At this point, I don't see a conflict because she's not even employed by Basil.
That's correct.
She's not. So the second order of business is. So, Ms. Iriarte, there is a second appeal that's closely related to this one?
That's right. So this is pertaining to a termination of a contract, Basil's contract with GSA. After the termination, GSA issued an emergency procurement, and that's on appeal in 16-008.
And 08 is the emergency contract?
The emergency procurement. That is currently in place.
I'll look into consolidating the two cases, but it depends on, I know that the appeal is based on the emergency procurement statute, is that correct? Not the regular procurement
appeal? That's correct, the second one.
All right, and I believe that for the, for that particular statute, the emergency procurement statute, when they notify the public auditor, I believe there may be a shorter time frame to dispose of that appeal, the emergency procurement appeal. I'm going to look into consolidate. If I can consolidate them, I will hear these cases at the same time, if possible.
Okay.
Now, are there any other issues I need to address at this time?
In terms of a hearing in this case?
Well, before we get to whether or not there's going to be a hearing, are there any other preliminary matters I need to address before moving on?
Late Friday, SH Enterprises entered an appearance, and last Friday was the deadline to file motions. So Basil's considering filing a motion to strike their notice of appearance, but we haven't come up with a decision on that yet. So for the purpose of that particular motion, we were wondering if we could have an extended deadline if we were to file the motion.
Did they come I have to look. They entered their appearance, I believe, July the 1st.
That's correct.
The first, after
is that
three.
The same day the motion deadline expired?
Yes.
I believe. Yeah.
That's correct.
I'll give you until Friday.
If I may, just briefly on that point.
Maybe not this Friday. Go ahead.
I'm not sure what time our entry appearance came in on that on Friday.
2 p.m.
But given the fact that that was a motion deadline, just to keep the record clear, I suppose the appellant here could have asked for that relief on the motion deadline to extend time, even an email or a call or a paragraph to this office. I understand, of course, the hearing officer can.
On Friday, before a three-day weekend, with only 3 hours left?
I
hear Mr. Wall.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I understand it completely. That's why I led with at what time that came in. But I just think, for clarity of the record, this late-coming motion to extend the deadline is a late-coming motion. I'll leave it at that.
All right. For the record, I believe Mr. Toft is present on behalf of the purchasing agency, GSA. Is that correct?
That's correct. I apologize for my time.
That's fine. And then we were just discussing, just a quick recap. So just so you know, in the room, assisting, sitting next to Mr. Michael Hose, the president of Basil Foods, the appellant, is my sister-in-law, Antonia Camacho. She doesn't work for Basil Food. Ms. Iriarte has clarified that she's just here to assist Mr. Ho. She's employed by, it's a related company, but it's not quite the same company. It's Tyco, I believe. She's just here to assist him, but she is my sister-in-law, so I will entertain any motions to disqualify me. There's nothing by her mere presence in the room today assisting Mr. Ho that would affect my my ability to proceed as hearing officer in terms of impartiality, but I'll leave it up to the parties to file should they so desire.
And I think we need to set a deadline for that, because otherwise, going forward, we have to figure out then who might be the next, in the event there is a motion to disqualify.
We're going to have to extend the deadline anyway,
because
Mr. Walsh came in. Are there any other interested parties that might possibly come in before we proceed?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I'm aware of no one else.
All right, so I will give the parties until Monday. I'll give the parties till Monday the 11th. Is when I will extend the motion filing deadline at 5 p.m. That'll be the deadline to serve any motions that they may have, to include any motions to disqualify me after I made that disclosure. And you have to file your motions by that date and serve it on the other parties by 5 p.m. I'll put that in order after here. Now, at this point in time, my knowledge, no one has requested a hearing, is that correct? That's why this is a status conference, not a pre-hearing conference. However, the deadline to request a hearing has not yet passed.
No, I believe the deadline is today. We are not requesting, on this procurement issue, the termination, we likely will not request a hearing, though we think if the public auditor would like oral arguments, we would be interested in presenting those to her.
Okay, well, the choices are this. Either a party, if any of you request a hearing, we're going to have one, period. But if nobody requests a hearing, we will decide the case based on the pleadings. It'll still be within that same 30-day time frame. We just won't have a hearing, and we'll use everything that's on the record to come up with our decision. Now, if a party requests, if your intent, Ms. Iriarte, is simply to have a little bit of oral argument, we would still have to schedule a hearing, give the other parties the opportunity to call witnesses if they wanted, but nobody called a witness. We've had these before. It's simply, it's kind of like a closing argument. Well, this is what the pleadings show. Now, we could do that, but somebody would still have to request a hearing. If no one requests a hearing, by the deadline, which I don't know if it's today or not. I think you might be correct, though, because we did have a three-day weekend. We will basically have an order stating that we will decide the case based on the pleadings filed. Do we understand that?
Yes.
All right.
So what's the pleasure?
We're inclined right now not to request a hearing.
Any other party going to request a hearing?
I don't know. Just an honest answer. I think if we're going to request a hearing, we'll do it by the deadline as the regs require.
Okay. And I think there is a comment to the agency report. I think the agency report's been filed.
I believe so,
yeah. Yeah. So I think it's the comment to the agency report. That's where the interested party can comment as well. All right.
We received the agency report on June 22nd.
So it would be today, I think?
Today's the deadline, to my understanding.
Okay, because usually the comment on the agency report is also the deadline to file a request for a hearing. So, all right. So we'll wait. If somebody does request a hearing, we will hold a pre-hearing conference. So that's the next thing I'll do. I'll do an order after hearing about extending the motion, or if somebody files a motion as well, we'll hear the motion. Are there any other matters I need to take up at this time? And just for your edification or your information, Mr. Toth, before I forget, there was also discussion about this second appeal. OP-8-PA-16-008, which is closely related to this case. I have to look and see if it's possible to consolidate these two cases, simply because that was made under the emergency procurement type appeal, which I believe might be a more expedited process than that required for this case, basically, 16-006. All right.
In my mind, this case seems like more of a case that would potentially not require a hearing, whereas that one I think definitely might require a hearing if that affects the consolidation at all.
Okay. Well, it's more of a procedural issue. For example, if we're required to decide that, I don't know if you're required to decide that in a set period of time, we'll do that. But I believe 08 was filed when?
June 28th.
Yes, this is just last week, Tuesday-ish. But nevertheless, my decision on whether or not to consolidate, that'll be an order after hearing. Any other issues you need to address at this time?
None.
Just opposition deadlines for the motions.
Well, somebody would have to file a motion first, and I will put a briefing schedule. But I've done those before, and then the next thing I know, there are motions filed, and it becomes an academic endeavor. So I'll wait for that.
Okay.
And nothing further. We will go off the record. It is 9:30 a.m.